We turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 6. We'll read the whole chapter. John 6. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come to him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. And one of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men to sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down. And likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said to the disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets of the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. Then when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force and make him a king, he departed again into the mountain himself alone. And when even was now come, the disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the land and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship. And immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there, save the one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone, howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread after that Jesus had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they say unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus said unto them, Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, But for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. And when they were come to him, then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also which have seen me and believe not, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one that seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it that he said, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come unto me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which cometh down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I shall give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he, shall live by me. This is the bread which is come down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this saying, said, This is a hard saying, who can hear it? And when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Thus doth this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus to the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Thus far, the reading of God's holy word.
Dear congregation, in a certain way, we can say that you are very faithful to come to the house of the Lord to sit under his word. And then you are already here for years. And every Sunday you hear the preaching of the gospel. Where did it bring you? At his feet? Word by the Holy Spirit? To look unto the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the world, who shall deliver, who shall save his people from all their sin. And then the door went open. And there, an alcoholic steps in. And he is sitting in the back of the church. And it is possible that he will hear the gospel for the first time in his life. And then the Lord shoots an arrow in his heart. And he worked with his Holy Spirit. And he was brought at the foot of the Lord Jesus Christ to be there as an unworthy one, to be there as a rebellious sinner, but also to be there to receive the amazing grace, to receive the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be washed and to be cleansed in a perfect way. Congregation, what would be your reaction? What would be your thoughts about this marvelous miracle? Do you know what? When it happens with me, I would be very angry. Why? And not me. Do you understand it, congregation? Here we see something of the sovereign grace of the triune God. And actually, we find this in this portion of the Holy Scripture, John 6, and especially verse 37. Where we can read the holy words of God, All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. In congregation, we put under this first, come and welcome to Christ. And then we want to consider 3 points. And the first one is given by the Father. And the second one is coming to Christ. And the last one is a comforting word of Christ. Come and welcome to Christ. 3 points. And the first one is given by the Father. And the second one is coming to Christ. And the last one is a comforting word of Christ. In congregation, of course, we cannot deal with all things out of this chapter. But it is actually remarkable that we hear from some miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also the children heard it. A little boy was there when the Lord Jesus met actually a multitude. And he had no bread or other things to eat. And the Lord Jesus Christ gave them everything that was necessary, even more. And you know the little boy who was there with 2 loaves, and also 5 loaves, and also 2 fishes. And when the Lord Jesus Christ was thinking, he gave these things to more than 5,000 people. The people there saw something of the might, the almighty of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where did it bring them? We shall hear this also in this morning. And then also the disciples saw something about the almighty power of the Lord Jesus Christ when he walked on the water. Amazing, isn't it? And they received him in his boat willingly, in their boat willingly. And then we see also they came to the other side. And then in this part we can read and that the Lord Jesus took occasion to teach the multitude who was following him. And then they ask, and we can read it, for example, they said to the Lord Jesus Christ in verse 28, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Do you hear that? Here we see something that these people were still able to do something. They say, what shall we do so that we might work the works of God? And then the Lord Jesus Christ taught them. And he said to them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he had sent. And then they ask, and think about it, congregation. They also saw or heard that the Lord Jesus Christ did the miracles. That is something. And then they ask, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? And then they pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, to what happened in the wilderness, that the people of Israel received the manna out of heaven. And then the Lord Jesus pointed to them and said, Moses gave you not a bread from heaven, but my Father gave it you, the true bread from heaven. Here we see that the Lord Jesus pointed them to the fact that everything come from above. And actually, to make a long story very short, he pointed to them that he is the true bread of heaven that came out of heaven, that was given by his Father. But I hope that you understand that the people who were talking with the Lord Jesus Christ, they thought that they were able to believe when they will see a sign, a miracle of the Lord Jesus Christ, then they will believe. Do you hear that? It is up to them to believe. They are able to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ when he will show them a sign, they will believe. And then Christ showed clearly that it is not up to man to believe. He pointed them to the work of God, and that when they will eat his bread and drink his blood, that they never will hunger and thirst again. And then he pointed, but I say unto you, 36, that ye also have seen me and believe not. And then the Lord says, our text, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Jesus Christ explained here what it is to believe. Everyone who is given by the Father to the Lord Jesus Christ shall come and shall believe. And actually we see here that is a main theme here in John 6. We can read, for example, also in the 39th verse, and this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he had given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And then also 44, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Here we see that it is a work of God. And also congregation 65, and he said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. And do you know what? Then we see this word, this saying is too hard for many people, who followed him, because we see here, from that time, 66, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Congregation, for many, is this word a stumbling block? And I hope, and there's also my prayer in this morning, and that the Lord will open this word for you for the first time or by renewal, because it ought not to be a stumbling block, but it ought to be a comfort worked by the Holy Spirit himself. Do you hear that? Then preachers will not preach in vain. A catechism teacher will not teach in vain. Teachers at the Sunday school class will not teach in vain. Through the centuries, the Lord has used the preaching and the teaching to apply these things to the hearts of little children, young people, adults, and even elderly people. Therein we may hear in this teaching that it is not our choice, that it is not the work of a nice preacher to bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the Father alone will give it sinners to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they shall come. Here we see something, a congregation, what we also can read, for example, in John 17, verse 6, I have manifest thy name unto the man which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Here we are appointed, actually congregation, to the election. And we may point you to Ephesians 1 verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Election from eternity. Here is preached, congregation, the sovereignty of the triune God. But at the same time, we may also hear something of the goodness and the mercy and the grace of the triune God. He will bring sinners to Christ. He will not bring them to an angel. An angel is not able to save to the uttermost. Only a Christ. We can read it, for example, in congregation in Hebrews 7, verse 25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Maybe you think, yes, but what has this to say to us? Oh, I still remember when I was pretty young that I thought, when the Lord will do this or that, I will believe. Actually, a congregation, then you see the same. And maybe it is also with you, young boy or girl. Maybe there is someone ill in your family. And then it is possible that you prayed for your father, your mother, or your grandma or granddad. And then you think it will be great when the Lord will come, because he is almighty, and when she may receive their health, his health again, then I will believe. Do you hear it? Actually the same is what we can read here in John 6. Lord, please give us a sign. Please work a miracle in our midst, and then I shall believe. Congregation, that is a mistake. I hope that you will learn more and more that salvation is a one-sided work of God. He is always the first one. As John says in his first epistle, we loved him because he loved us first. And then when you may learn this, oh, then congregation, there are times that you may sink away in His mercy, sink away in His love, sink away in His grace and goodness, sink away in the faithfulness of God, because you learned when I must look upon myself, then I must say, I am not faithful. Is it true, people of the Lord, or not? Are you so faithful? Yeah, you ought to be. But are you so faithful? Oh, then I know for sure that you must confess, I am not faithful. But that is not a matter in my life. God, the triune God, He is the faithful one, and He has given me to the Lord Jesus Christ, and He will never ever forsake His own word and His own work. He will never forsake the blood of His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Look, and then election is really a comfort. And then we see a congregation, our second point, coming to Christ. And then the question comes also to us, shall you come in this morning for the first time or by renewal to Him who is given all power in heaven and on earth, the Lord Jesus Christ? He has really all power. And He is willing, let it be clear, He is willing and able to save the most horrible and rebellious sinner. He is willing and able to save even the chief of sinners. How is it possible? By the drawing of word and spirit. They were brought in the time of the Lord Jesus Christ to Him. But also in our time, people will be led to Christ alone. How is it then possible? Because we see here, they shall come. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. They shall come. That is really fast in God and in His word, in His gift. But how does it work? Do you know that, congregation? Do you know that? Young people, do you know how the Lord works this all in the heart of a sinner? Little children, do you know what it is to come to Christ? Do you know what? He will work in this way. And we find it so many times in God's holy word. What will happen then? We may point to the movement in the mind and the heart. God works by His word and spirit that your mind will be moved, maybe in this morning. and also your heart will be moved and inclined. The will is inclined to come. We can read it, for example, in Psalm 110, verse 3a, where we can read, "Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power." Is that their free will? Oh no, our will is inclined to evil, is inclined to the devil, and that is sure. But when the Lord works by his word and spirit, oh, and that is such an amazing way. We cannot understand it. Actually, congregation, that is a miracle. When we can explain our conversion, then it is not a biblical conversion. Then it is a conversion out of man. But when the Lord works, can you understand, child of God, that you, when the Lord starts his work in your heart and life, that your mind and that your heart was moved. There came a time in your life that your will was inclined to flee. As an unworthy one, to flee. As a rebellious one, to flee. As a great sinner unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you explain that? But still, it happened. But how? I think a congregation, the safest way to give some examples is to use some examples out of the Holy Scripture. And then we can point, for example, to Nicodemus. And also the children know it, right? John 3. Actually, a very nice chapter. And then, what was the reason that Nicodemus came to Christ in the night? Could Nicodemus explain the movement in his mind and in his heart, and that later on his will was inclined to take his refuge in the Lord Jesus Christ? No, he could not explain it, but it's a work of the Holy Spirit. And actually we see there that the Lord Jesus Christ gave guidance to Nicodemus, how the Lord works this all by his Holy Spirit. To learn more and more that outside of Christ there is no life. Outside of Christ there is no salvation. Inclined to go to Christ. And here we see also God's sovereignty. There were so many Pharisees who didn't come to Christ, but Nicodemus came to Christ and he received everything what was necessary, and God moved his mind, his heart, inclined his will. God is sovereign. And then I must also point you, a congregation, to something, because also in the circles of our churches, we use so many times frames. I hope that you understand it. Then there is a certain frame, how God works the true conversion. But also here, he is sovereign. And then it is possible that your frames are biblical, but that you use this frame in a wrong way. For example, and this is very nice to hear, what happened? Also the children know it. And also the young people, of course. What did happen with Manasseh? You know that he was a very wicked king. And he sacrificed his children to the awful idol Moloch. Think about it. His children were burned dead. Then we can read that the Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they didn't hearken to God. That is something. His will was still moved. His mind and heart were moved to the wrong side. His will was inclined to go the wrong way against God. And then the Lord brought him in Babel. And there in prison, God moved his mind and heart, inclined his will, and he cried unto God. And there he acknowledged that God is really God. And you know also a congregation, the murder on the cross. And there we see in Manasseh, but also in the murder on the cross, we see here the powerful, that there is a powerful conversion, right? Also the murder on the cross. He must justify God because he deserved what he received. But the Lord Jesus Christ did nothing what was wrong, and he cried unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Here we see actually the same. Can you explain two murderers, the one continue in his wicked way, and the other one, his mind was changed, his heart renewed. How is it possible? One continues and the other one is converted. God's sovereign grace. What I try to say that is when we see these things, then it is not really allowed, for example, to use the frame of Manasseh and to lay it over the conversion, for example, of Nicodemus. Because the conversion of Manasseh or the murder on the cross is a much deeper way than, for example, the conversion of Nicodemus, or also another example, Zacchaeus. Lord, the Lord knows how deep it has to go with sinners, according to his good pleasure. So, I hope that you will learn in this morning that you cannot make the decision for yourself and it has to go in this way or in that way. Here we see actually that there is a distinction, but also that there are some things the same. And this is really clear. That Anna Manasseh and a murder on the cross and a Nicodemus and a Zacchaeus were moved in their mind and in their heart and inclined in their will. What was the reason? Is the reason in these people? Oh no. The reason we can find here in the first part of 37. All that the Father given me shall come to me. They shall come from all over the world. Shall you come in this morning? Oh, and then we may not make the mistake that you shall say, but now I first must know that I am a gift of the Father to Christ. A little question. Did Nicodemus know at the very beginning that he was a gift to Christ? Did Zacchaeus know at the beginning that he was a gift of the Father to Christ? Did a murderer on the cross know that he was a gift to the Father to Christ? And also the 3,000 people with Pentecost, did they know it? Now the Lord will lead them further and further and further. Congregation, I read actually a nice part in the little booklet of John Bunyan. Maybe you read it, and when you didn't read it, please read it. It is a little booklet also for you young people. Please read that little booklet. And then we can also see a John Bunyan point to the first part, and that is very clear, his sovereign grace. But then he is also very comforting when he says that when they shall come, he shall not in no wise cast them out, according to the text. And then he says also something else. And please listen, I jot it down for myself. And here we can read, there's then, may the coming soul reason with itself as it comes. And I indeed, coming to Jesus Christ, this coming of mine is not to be attributed to me, but to the grace and the gift of God to Christ. God gave first my person to him, and therefore has now given me a heart to come. Congregation, maybe you know an example. And I think we may point it also in this way. You know that there is the straight gate, right? The straight gate. And actually, above the straight gate, you can read something. Knock, and it will be opened unto you. And the Lord will use his word. Are you knocking in this morning? Maybe it is still closed. I hope that you learn to continue in dependency of the Lord. But then also God's people know. And we may say that also in this morning, when the straight gate was opened for you, and you are on the inside, and you look back, what do you read then? Above the straight gate. May I put it in this way, what we can read in Romans 10, verse 20b. I was found of them that sought me not, and I was made manifest unto them that ask not after me. You shall know these things hereafter. Here we see all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. It is fast in his hands, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. There's a third point, a comforting word of Christ. Congregation, and comforting word of Christ. The last part of our text. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. A comforting word, I. Who is the I? Yeah, you shall say, yeah, that is Christ, of course. But from him we can read in Colossians 2 verse 9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He is the gracious Christ. He is the Christ who was given to this world to shed his blood. And it will not be for nothing. The Lord will take care that there will be fruit. Also in this morning congregation, in your heart and life, by the Lord's grace worked, by his word and spirit. And this Christ is willing and able to save to the uttermost. We can read, for example, in one of the Gatsby hymns, it's hymn 723, verse 1 and 3. And we can read there, and please listen. Gatsby, come, ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, joined with power. He is able, he is willing, doubt no more. Come, ye weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the fall. If you tarry till you are better, you will never come at all. Not the righteous sinners Jesus came to call. This is what we can read here in our text. According to the good pleasure of the triune God, Christ. He is the WTL, the way, the truth, and the life. We can read in God's word. For example, Matthew 70 verse 5. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Do you hear it, congregation? He is the light of the world. He says by himself, I am the light of the world. He that followed me shall no walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. To him is given all power in heaven and on earth. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He will give the water freely, like we can read in John 7 verse 37, the chapter after 6. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Here we see the invitation of the Lord, and they shall come. Why? Because they are given by the Father. Oh, and then we can say the first time they didn't see any beauty in the Lord Jesus Christ. But oh, their eyes were opened, also your eyes. The mind and the heart was moved, also your heart and mind in this morning. The will inclined. You cannot go another direction anymore. Oh, and then, yet it is true, you see your sin. But he has no sin. You see your unrighteousness, but he has no unrighteousness. He is the righteous one. I am not holy, but he is holy, and I may receive the righteousness and the holiness of him, like we can read for in 1 Corinthians 30, where we can read that God, who of God is made, that is Christ, unto us wisdom. I have no wisdom, but Christ is my wisdom. I have no righteousness, but Christ is the Lord of my righteousness. In me, oh, there is no sanctification, but he is given unto, also unto me, to sanctification and redemption. Everything out of him. Oh, and then you may understand in a certain way what is said in Isaiah 45, verse 22. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. The gospel will not be preached for nothing, will not be preached in vain. What a Father gives to his Son shall come. We can see it in a Manasseh, in a Nicodemus, in a murder on the cross, in the Apostle Paul. And congregation, we may say that Jesus Christ is still the same. Yesterday and today and forever. In that time, he worked these things. By grace alone, he does still the same. It is possible that sinners are too fearful to come to Christ. They try to fix themselves a little bit in the eyes of God. To do a little work here and to do a little work there to please the Lord. But oh, that doesn't make sense. That is impossible. Only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ saves from all sin. He will teach the ones who shall come, also you in this morning, that you may come just as you are. Not as a washed one. That you first taken shower, for example, spiritual, and that you can please the Lord. Oh no, but he will lead you with all your sins, with all your iniquities, with all your shortcomings to Christ, was able and willing to wash them away to the honor of his Father and to your salvation, to the extension of his kingdom. But maybe there is one, a poor one, who must say, my sins are too big. Do you know what we read here? and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out. Oh, I hear so many times that little voice in my heart, maybe of myself, off from the devil. You are too late now. Oh, congregation, it is not too late. We can read in our text. And how he works through this word, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. But maybe you say, yeah, but I sinned so many times against the holy law. I received him this morning 10 times and even more. The blows on my back, in my heart, sin. Against the holy law of God. It isn't possible for me. And then the Lord Jesus says, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. But oh pastor, it is even worse. I sinned against the gospel so many times. Listen, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Or maybe there is one who say, but yeah, I was many times at the Lord's Supper, and actually I deceived myself till now. Is it possible for me? It isn't possible for me anymore. Hear the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I sinned against light. I sinned against mercy. I sinned against grace. I am a backsliding one. Maybe that is your point, child of God, backsliding. Christ is also to you, and he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out. Little children, maybe you share. You say also, oh, I did so many sins. Even my father and my mother, they don't know how bad I am. And Satan is maybe busy in your heart. To say to you, and for you it isn't possible anymore, go into the world, then you have still a little bit fun. No. No. Christ is also in this morning to you, and him and her that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out. Maybe you say, oh, that unbelief. The last week, but also now, I made God a liar. Oh, that is awful. But here we read that, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. We saw it also, for example, in the murder on the cross. Anna Manasseh. Oh, their will, their heart, their mind was moved. Their will was inclined. And they fled to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were not cast out. In the outer darkness, where is fire and brimstone forever. Maybe you say, yes, but it is true what we can read in Hebrews 2 verse 3. There we read, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? And all I neglected so many times till now, Christ says, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Come and welcome to Christ. And also in this morning, it will be in this way. And they shall come, you. And what will be your experience then when you shall come in truth? It's not my running. It is not my work. But the drawing love of the Father alone. And congregation then, you may sink away in the goodness and in the mercy and in the grace of the triune God. And you may experience then, by grace, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, what a glorious gospel. The preaching will be not in vain. It will not be in vain in China, in Afghanistan, in Israel, in the Netherlands, in the United States, in Canada. Why not? Here we see the secret, because it is a work of the triune God. O Lord, remember us also, that thy people may be comforted out of thy word. They were also pointed that it was not their work, but thy work, O God. It ought to be in this way, that thou may receive all the honor. Remember also this country. Oh, we see actually the same in the Netherlands and Canada, as also in the States. Thy word is brought more and more in the corner. And there are so many wicked things who would be able to turn it. No one except thee. So we may pray also for the governments here in the States, in Canada, in the Netherlands, all that are will be a return to the old paths of thee, the old paths of thy word, O God. Nothing is too hard for thee, but we must confess, we don't deserve anything. O Lord, please, take reasons out of thyself. Oh, when this continue, what shall happen with thy great name? Oh, remember also the soldiers of the states were working in dangerous places. Oh, that they may do their duty, but that it also may be in dependency of Thee. And then they are fighting for peace, but also that they shall learn that an utter peace is necessary. The peace in and through the Lord Jesus Christ, with a peace with a capital. Remember them and bring our boys and men, and probably also women, saved back in their country and in their families, and that we shall learn that it is not because of guns and technology, but that it is Thy hand alone. Remember also the catechism class in the Sunday school, that it may be blessed out of Thy heavenly sanctuary. O Lord, remember us in Thy mercy and grace, and that for Jesus' sake alone. Amen. Dear congregation, go home in peace and receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.